Back in 2006, the FCC, the Federal Communications Commission, issued a blanket waiver for nonprofit broadcasters for the requirement to close caption their broadcast. I've got multi-channel news up here on my desktop, and just this morning, this story actually broke back in late October. But their story today says that in an October 20th order, the FCC ruled that the criteria under which those waivers were granted, the majority, 238, without any notice or comment, was, quote, not supported by the 1996 Telecommunications Act, its legislative history, or the commission's implementing regulations and orders. So they have reversed themselves now. And invalidated their original rule back in 2006, and now are going to, my understanding is, require nonprofit broadcasters, which the majority of whom would probably be religious broadcasters, to close caption their broadcast. Craig Parshall is Senior Vice President, General Counsel for the National Religious Broadcasters, the NRB. www.nrb.org is their website. And Mr. Parshall, it's an honor to welcome you to the Paul Edwards program.
Yeah, I appreciate being on, and I also appreciate you delving into this, because a lot of people's eyes just might glaze over when they see this kind of stuff, this FCC regulation stuff, but it really does have a practical impact on Christian broadcasters.
And that's why I wanted to talk to you, Craig, because you're the guy to go to, because as a broadcaster myself, as somebody who sits here with Salem Communications every day doing what I do, I might take an interest in this, but you're right. The guy driving the log freeway might say, ah, well, so what? But I might be tempted also to say, well, you don't close caption radio, so who really cares? Am I overreacting to it and saying that this does present an undue burden on nonprofit broadcasters, especially churches and religious broadcasters?
Well, that's really the issue. First of all, you know, broadcasters, both secular and religious and Christian, are all feeling the stranglehold of a very difficult economic climate. Let's face it, whether or not you rely on advertising dollars to run your shop or contributions from Jane and John Doe in Dubuque, Iowa, the point is everybody's hurting, and broadcasting, of course, is taking a hit on this. Now, do we want to add more regulatory burden economically? I mean, you know, the quotes I get are somewhere between $250 and $350 an hour for closed captioning for television. Now, I have to say this. Some of the fine footnotes and the small details are kind of lost in the shuffle. There are some exemptions for stations. Now, let me say stations, because it's important to distinguish between the stations like yours that carry this and the programmers, the people who put together the content that gets aired on TV, because they may be separate people. The stations have an exemption if they have, let's say, less than $3 million in total revenue, and it's interpreted broadly. It's just every cent that comes into your station. If it's less than $3 million, then you get a straight-across-the-board exemption. Now, the problem doesn't end there, though, because the programmer, the station, for instance, may have more than $3 million in revenue. There may be a network. And so they look to their programmers, the people like, well, let's say, Bob's Church on the Corner, you know, who supplies the sermon on Sundays and it gets aired. The station now has to go back to the programmer, which is the church, and say, hey, you got a closed caption. Mm. How much is it going to cost? Well, it's going to be thousands and thousands of dollars. Well, we can't do it. So suddenly now their voice gets closed down because the station has to report to the FCC and has to comply.
Is this, Craig, just one example of some areas where the FCC is beginning to kind of tighten the rope, the reins around religious broadcasters? I mean, from where you sit, is this just one example of the FCC maybe beginning to put some pressure on religious broadcasters? And is there an agenda here?
You know, let me tell you, honestly, very frankly, I know the five commissioners and I know the people in the Media Bureau. And by the way, you know, let's be clear, what the FCC did was really not an act of hostility against religious broadcasters. It just happens that the majority of the people who filed for waivers or exemptions from the requirement happen to be small Christian TV stations around the country. But what the FCC did is they looked at the way the media bureau, and these are the career bureaucrat folks who do the day-to-day decision-making on these kind of things, and they looked at the way they were processing these applications for exemptions, and they, on at least four different counts, weren't abiding by what Congress said they had to do. So let me take this back to where it really needs to go in the doorstep, not the doorstep of the necessarily the FCC, but the doorstep of Congress, because Congress said, look, you've got to, they mandated, you must close caption unless you have these exemptions. But they didn't spell out economic burden very well. You know, they didn't give a criteria for how you determine, you know, when it's an economic burden to a small broadcaster. So the FCC is going, well, we'll do the best we can. I mean, you know, to quote Justice Scalia in the Supreme Court, you know, Congress makes a stupid law, they're going to get stupid decisions following that. So I'm not saying closed captioning is stupid either. The Christian message needs to get out to everybody in the community, including the hearing impaired. But sometimes the way Congress draws these things up, they create problems down the line, and that's exactly what we're seeing. But let me go back to what you said, because this is a very important point. Let me go to the 20,000 foot view of this, about what's happening in Washington. There's too much regulatory burden on folks trying to do the right thing. I was privileged to be asked by the FCC to go down to Arizona State University recently to the Walter Cronkite School. And they were holding a hearing down there about a variety of things involving what's the future of media. And so one of the things I said is, look, I got a laundry list, Mr. Commissioner, and there were the chairman was there and another commissioner and some you know, scholars in journalism and so forth. I said, you need to find out ways to help the folks in broadcasting, particularly nonprofit people who are doing the right thing, nonprofit ministries who are doing great things for their community, but they keep getting hamstrung with more and more regulations, and of course, regulations create economic burden.
Yeah, I know I got to let you go, but I want to ask one last question to tie this all into the debate over localism and the fairness doctrine. Can you give us an update on the pressure that Congress and the FCC are putting on broadcasters as it relates to the fairness doctrine and localism? Is that a dead dog, or is there still some life there?
You know what? It's a good news, bad news. Let me give you the good news first. Good news is NRB, we've been pushing this issue on the fairness doctrine and localism very hard. We said, fairness doctrine, you need to put this thing to give it a burial. You need to have a funeral and then make sure it's dead and gone. And the FCC is basically, they've done that. Although, you know, the best way to kill this dragon really is to have Congress pass the Broadcaster Freedom Act, which says very simply, FCC can never, ever bring it back again. And they failed to do it down partisan lines. The Democrats have stopped it. I'm not being partisan. I'm just saying this is the way it is. Democrats have stopped it. The Republicans want to implement this change. Localism, you know, it's another way of controlling what broadcasters say over the air. And that, in a recent Future of Media report, we waited on that, and I testified against it. And the FCC says, no, localism was a bad idea. Okay, good. Give them 2 points for that, certainly. The problem is these concepts can come back in indirectly in a whole myriad number of regulations. And so we have to constantly be watchers on the wall every day to see where it might get slipped back in. So that's the bad news, is we got to be vigilant.
What was the bill that you mentioned, Craig?
The Broadcaster Freedom Act has been brought up. Mike Pence from Indiana was one of the proponents of it. Greg Walden, also another great representative in the House of Representatives, both of them former broadcasters, by the way. They brought this Broadcaster Freedom Act repeatedly, and they can't get it on the floor for a vote. And I think that would put the nail in the coffin forever, the fairness doctrine.
Craig Parshall, Senior Vice President of Communications General Counsel for National Religious Broadcasters, their website, nrb.org. And Craig, I'm glad that you could make some time for us. I know you've got to run.
Always a pleasure. Thank you much.